The public charge rule is a long-standing policy stating that if someone is, quote, likely to become a public charge, authorities can choose to deny their application for lawful permanent residence, also known as green card, or entry into the United States. The Department of Homeland Security has defined public charge as being primarily dependent on the government for subsistence, as demonstrated by either the receipt of public cash assistance or institutionalization for long-term care at government expense. In the past, many widely used public benefit programs, such as Medicaid, Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, were not considered in making determinations of public charge, but recent updates to the rule are changing that. I spoke with Ronnie Morales, a social health advocate at Mountain Family Health Centers, who gave examples of programs that will now be considered under the rule changes.
So the new rule really reviews the use of programs, including programs like Medicaid, and there are going to be some exceptions. It's also going to apply to Section 8 housing vouchers, public housing, and food stamps, as well as federal cash assistance for income maintenance.
Ronnie Morales also gave examples of rules that will not be reviewed under the public charge rule.
Does not apply to programs that aren't specifically mentioned in the rule. This includes such programs as school-based nutrition services, public education, including a program called Head Start, women, infants, and children that are currently on the program for WIC. Any child that's on the Child Health Plan Plus, or it's everybody here in the community knows this as CHIP Plus, the Affordable Care Act, tax credits, or sliding fee scales such as those offered at Mountain Family Health Center. The ones that I just listed, the rule does not apply to these programs.
The public charge rule changes will not go into effect until October 15th, but that date could get pushed back based on lawsuits that have been filed by Colorado and other states. Using programs listed under the rule before October 15th will not affect open immigration cases.
We really encourage people that if you have an immigration case open or you are going to pursue an immigration case, that you really talk about it with your immigration lawyer, just because there's a lot of things in this rule that can be very confusing. Again, depending on what country of origin you're immigrating from, the rules are different.
Ronnie says that parents with open cases whose children have legal status should still enroll their children in public benefits if their children qualify.
I'm really focusing on those parents that, even if they have an open case or they're pursuing this case, if their children do have legal status, that should not hinder them from trying to enroll their children in these programs. We want people to have access so that their children are being treated in a timely manner for any healthcare needs, any nutritional needs. For right now, our children in the community that are eligible, we want to make sure that we're encouraging parents and reassuring them to enroll them and plug them into the programs that they meet the criteria for.
If a person already has their green card, they will not be reevaluated under public charge. Some immigrants are also exempt, including refugees and victims of violent crimes. Ronnie emphasized that every immigration case is different and that people should seek out as much factual information as possible.
Every case is going to be different. That's why we want people to check in with an immigration lawyer, because there's different laws that apply to different countries of origin. I'll use an example. So the rules that apply to someone immigrating from Mexico could be very different than the rules that apply to someone that's immigrating from Guatemala or El Salvador. So again, it's all about having the facts, being educated, and talking to somebody who actually, this is what they do. They focus on immigration law. Every case is different. And I feel like that needs to be repeated over and over again, because sometimes when we as a community are led by fear, it tends to lead to being misinformed.
Anyone who is unsure or confused about the new rule changes should seek out national and community resources.
I would first like to point out the National Immigration Law Center, also known as the NILC, and protectingimmigrantfamilies.org are great online resources. Here in our valley, though, we do lots of referrals to Alpine Legal Services for those folks that aren't able to afford an immigration lawyer. And we also have some wonderful immigration lawyers here in the community that work with families as well. You know, it's really important for families to know that, for example, the school that your child attends, they have a family resource center. So if you have any questions, concerns, you can always tap into and ask at the front desk of your child's school that you're having some questions, concerns, and get plugged into some of these free services where they can go ahead and connect you to the right resource in the community. Also, Mountain Family Health Centers, we are here for our community. We are listening to the concerns of the people that are in our communities, and we want to be as supportive as we can. So we encourage people that at your next office visit, or if you want to stop by and you want to talk to somebody about some of these concerns, just to get some of the right information or get connected to the right services, please don't hesitate to contact us or stop by one of our clinic sites.